Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's devotion is written by Karina Allen and is titled New Friends and a Table for 12. Tables. Let's talk about tables. There has been a lot of talk about tables. It seems that everywhere I turn, there is a sermon, a podcast, or a song mentioning tables. Why do you suppose that is? It's because so much of life happens around a table. We eat there during our daily meals. We enjoy large feasts for the holidays. We celebrate successes and mourn losses all around the table. We share stories and laughs. We ask questions and give advice. We dream and strategize. We even have hard conversations all around the table. I had the joy of being invited to sit around a table for a Galentine's gathering. My friend Amy was the host. She and her husband recently moved back to Baton Rouge after living in other states for some years. As we all can imagine, re-entry to a place that has changed in your absence can be complex. But Amy has a ton of dear friends and has had sweet community in the cities she has lived in. She desires to create that type of community now back in her hometown. Amy's dream has always been to have a table that seats 12. Her dream finally came true. Delivered to her new house a week before our gathering was a stunning table that, when extended, fits exactly 12. Each woman who came that night was beautiful, kind, smart, funny, engaging, talented, humble, gracious, and madly in love with Jesus. We were all in varying degrees of ministry, of different ages and seasons of life. We ate and laughed and cried. We shared our hearts, dreams, and passions. We shared the challenges of life where we needed prayer, and we shared how God has answered prayers. We encouraged and challenged one another. Each of us felt seen, heard, loved, and valued. I tend to be someone who makes friends rather easily. I find great joy in new friendships, yet a room full of strangers can be intimidating. I'm so grateful that Amy fought her fears or doubts to extend the invitation and create space for connection. I'm so grateful that I said yes to the invite. I read on a blog that, in the Bible, the table has always been a place of presence, where God is present with his people and his people are present with one another. I think that is beautiful. That's exactly what took place that night. We all began the night as strangers and left as friends, sisters, and cheerleaders. I'm expectant about what the Lord will continue to teach me through the lives of each of my new friends. And I'm thrilled to be on a mission to further the gospel and build the kingdom with a group of women who have burning hearts for Jesus. I think about the life of Christ. He spent a great deal of time reclining at tables. He entered the homes of friends and strangers. He was invited and welcomed in, and he invited himself into some of those spaces. He shared meals. He taught parables that explained the kingdom. He healed the sick. He delivered the demonized. He saved the lost and encouraged the broken. In Luke 19:1 through 10, Jesus invites himself to the home of Zacchaeus, a notorious sinner in his community. Jesus knew he was curious about turning his life around and making amends. Jesus quickly extended grace and forgave him. Luke 7:36 through 50 is one of my favorite moments in Scripture. Here we find yet another person known to be a sinner in their community. This woman barges her way into a private dinner where Jesus is in attendance. She lavishes worship on Jesus by anointing him with a costly oil and her tears. In the presence of Jesus, she was truly repentant. Again, forgiveness was given, and generously so. In the Passover supper recorded in Matthew 26:17 through 30, Jesus tells the disciples of the new covenant that will be ushered in because of his death and resurrection. He leads them in prayers of thanks. They break bread and drink wine. He exposes a future betrayal. They worship. Another inspiring moment in Scripture happens in Luke 14, 1 through 6. On the Sabbath, Jesus finds himself at the home of a Pharisee for a meal. A man is in attendance who is sick in his body. Without hesitation, Jesus heals the man, and Jesus asks the religious leaders questions that they had no answers to. When Jesus shows up at the table, everything changes. His presence shatters all confusion. It brings peace to chaos. It brings hope, healing, and restoration. His presence ushers in waves of grace and mercy, love and redemption. There's always room for you at his table. He welcomes us in our sin, our shame, our brokenness. He covers us in his blood, forgives us, and sets us free. At his table, we find our Savior, our Lord, our Father, and our friend. To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode, and find us everywhere on social at Encourage.
Getting ready for Easter? At Dayspring, you'll find just the right resources to experience Jesus in a whole new way this season. From meaningful cards and gifts to Bibles and beautiful jewelry, Dayspring has just what you need to get your heart and home ready to celebrate. Shop now at dayspring.com. The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.